amber band belongs to man and other animals. The same situation is prevalent in the inorganic bands. The three bundles of awareness produce specific kinds of inorganic beings in each of the seven great bands. I asked him to elaborate on the kinds of inorganic beings that existed. "That is another thing that you must see for yourself," he said. "The seven bands and what they produce are indeed inaccessible to human reason, but not to human seeing." I told him that I couldn't quite grasp his explanation of the great bands, because his description had forced me to imagine them as independent bundles of strings, or even as flat bands like conveyor belts. He explained that the great bands are neither flat nor round, but indescribably clustered together like a pile of hay, which is held together in mid-air by the force of the hand that pitched it. Thus, there is no order to the emanations. To say that there is a central part or that there are edges is misleading, but necessary to understanding. Continuing, he explained that inorganic beings produced by the seven other bands of awareness are characterized by having a container that has no motion. It is rather a formless receptacle with a low degree of luminosity. It doesn't look like the cocoon of organic beings. It lacks the tautness, the inflated quality that makes organic beings look like luminous balls bursting with energy. Don Juan said that the only similarity between inorganic and organic beings is that all of them have the awareness-bestowing pink or peach or amber emanations. "Those emanations, under certain circumstances," he continued, "make possible the most fascinating communication between the beings of those eight great bands." He said that usually the organic beings, with their greater fields of energy, are the initiators of communication with inorganic beings, but a subtle and sophisticated follow-up is always the province of the inorganic beings. Once the barrier is broken, inorganic beings change and become what seers call allies. From that moment, inorganic beings can anticipate the seer's most subtle thoughts or moods or fears. "The old seers became mesmerized by such devotion from their allies," he went on. "Stories are that the old seers could make their allies do anything they wanted. That was one of the reasons they believed in their own invulnerability. They got fooled by their self-importance. The allies have power only if the seer who sees them is the paragon of impeccability, and those old seers just weren't." "Are there as many inorganic beings as there are living organisms?" I said. He said that inorganic beings are not as plentiful as organic ones, but that this is offset by the greater number of bands of inorganic awareness. Also, the differences among the inorganic beings themselves are more vast than the differences among organisms, because organisms belong to only one band, while inorganic beings belong to seven bands. Besides, inorganic beings live infinitely longer than organisms, he continued. This matter is what prompted the old seers to concentrate their seeing on the allies, for reasons I will tell you about later on. He said that the old seers also came to realize that it is the high energy of organisms and the subsequent high development of their awareness that make them delectable morsels for the eagle. In the old seers' view, gluttony was the reason the eagle produced as many organisms as possible. He explained next that the product of the other 40 great bands is not awareness at all, but a configuration of inanimate energy. The old seers chose to call whatever is produced by those bands vessels. While cocoons and containers are fields of energetic awareness, which accounts for their independent luminosity, vessels are rigid receptacles that hold emanations without being fields of energetic awareness. Their luminosity comes only from the energy of the encased emanations. You must bear in mind that everything on the earth is encased, he continued. Whatever we perceive is made up of portions of cocoons or vessels with emanations. Ordinarily, we don't perceive the containers of inorganic beings at all. He looked at me, waiting for a sign of comprehension. When he realized I was not going to oblige him, he continued explaining. The total world is made of the 48 bands, he said. The world that our assemblage point assembles for our normal perception is made up of two bands. One is the organic band, the other is a band that has only structure but no awareness. The other 46 great bands are not part of the world we normally perceive. He paused again for pertinent questions. I had none. There are other complete worlds that our assemblage points can assemble, he went on. The old seers counted seven such worlds, one for each band of awareness. I'll add that two of those worlds, besides the world of everyday life, are easy to assemble. The other five are something else. When we again sat down to talk, Don Juan immediately began to talk about my experience with La Catalina. He said that a shift of the assemblage point to the area below its customary position allows the seer a detailed and narrow view of the world we know. So detailed is that view that it seems to be an entirely different world. It's a mesmerizing view that has a tremendous appeal, especially for those seers who have an adventurous but somehow indolent and lazy spirit. The change of perspective is very pleasant, Don Juan went on. Minimal effort is required, and the results are staggering. If a seer is driven by quick gain, there is no better maneuver than the shift below. The only problem is that in those positions of the assemblage point, seers are plagued by death, which happens even more brutally and more quickly than in man's position. The Nagual Julian thought it was a great place for cavorting, but that's all. He said that a true change of worlds happens only when the assemblage point moves into man's band, deep enough to reach a crucial threshold, at which stage the assemblage point can use another of the great bands. How does it use it? I asked. He shrugged his shoulders. It's a matter of energy, he said. The force of alignment